Now, the rest of the story. Roland Hussey was a Quaker businessman. I mention his religious cultural background so you'll understand the very depths of the despair into which he plunged when in 1845 he added this postscript to an account book as a commentary appendix to a lengthy series of increasingly dismal figures. The following words appear in Roland's own heavy handwriting. I have worked 2 years for nothing. Damn, 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 damn. Strong language for a Quaker. Good reason. That is the rest of the story. Roland Hussey's last hope, or as he saw it, was to seek his fortune as a Wisconsin real estate broker, and so early in 1857 he left his native New England and resettled in the boom town of Superior City on the shores of the Great Lake. The Sioux locks had just been opened, growth seemed inevitable, the location of Superior City, the westernmost of Great Lakes navigation, suggested a second Chicago. Roland was absolutely confident that this time and this place was when and where the real action was. So confident he built a house in Superior City with his bottom dollar, a place where he planned to retire someday a rich man. But historians will recall the year 1857 as relevant to something other than widespread prosperity. For 1857 was the year of the crash. The bottom fell out in August. Along with other aspects of the financial community, land values were hit hard and thus shattered Roland Hussey's dream. For you see, this was neither the first nor the second of Roland's business failures. It was the sixth. He had started out in the dry goods business, had a little store in the 100 block of Hanover Street in Boston. His business ledgers reflected to an increasing extent that he was taking in pennies and paying out dollars. Finally, after 2 years' valiant effort, he postscripted his last account book with those curses and quit. The following year, he tried again another shop on Washington Street. The merchandise was comprised of items he had procured at public auction. He advertised, he labored unceasingly, but he failed again. He decided to move west. The gold rush made California seem a promised land for enterprising young men. He moved there. He set up shop in Marysville, waited to become wealthy, and yet the gold rush notwithstanding, he was out of business in 3 months. Back to Massachusetts, another dry goods store, the original Haverhill Cheap Store, he called it. He vowed that he would not be undersold by rival stores, but he was, and that store failed. He became a stockbroker, established offices at 18 Congress Street in Boston, and he failed again. By now, he had gone broke in Wisconsin real estate as well. His sixth attempt at self-employment, his sixth failure, and at last in the waning year, 1857, Roland, now 36, with a wife and family to feed, had to face the apparent fact that he was simply not a businessman. He must go to his brother-in-law and ask for a job and earn a living and be content. But Roland was anything but. For despite six excellent reasons never to go into business for himself again, he went into business for himself again, a seventh time. This time in New York. Dry goods again. And what do you know? This time he did pretty well. Go into his Manhattan store today and try to tell somebody that it was founded by a six-time loser in the world of business and industry. You would not be believed by those who remember only the solitary success of an otherwise failure, a man named Roland Hussey Macy. Of course you've known of Macy's department store and Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Well, now you know the rest of the story.